Random House Audio presents How the West Was Won by Louis L'Amour, based on the screenplay written by James R. Webb. Read for you by Joe Morton. Part 1. The Rivers. The Shining Land lay open, ready for conquest, and the ways into it were the rivers, slow and mighty, turbulent and frothing. The rivers were the roads the first settlers took, building rafts and flatboats, floating down water that was green, brown, black, flecked with foam, but that led ever onward into the heart of that dangerous but unawakened land where riches waited for the bold and the strong. Chapter 1. The sun was not an hour high when Linus Rawlings came upon the trail of the Ute War Party. The high walls of the narrowing valley of the Rio Grande barred all escape, and Linus knew he was in trouble. A man of infinite patience, he was patient now, sitting his lined-backed buckskin in the dappling shadow of the aspens. Behind him trailed three pack horses carrying his winter's catch of furs, while before him the mountain slope lay bright with the first shy green of spring. Nothing moved along that slope, nor in the valley below, only the trembling leaves of the aspen. Linus, never one to accept the appearance of things in Indian country, remained where he was. Against the background of the aspens, he was invisible as long as he remained still, for his clothing, the horses, and their packs were all of a neutral color, blending well with their surroundings. Methodically, his eyes searched the slope, sweeping from side to side, taking in every clump of brush or aspen, every outcropping of rock, each color change in the grass. It had been a long time since Linus Rawlings had skied.